You ready over there? Okay, we're good to go. All right, it's 1:30. We'll get started with the facilities management. And I'll turn it over to Cal.
Bill?
We can start with revenues. That's pretty easy.
Ready for any questions you have.
I'm good with what he's got down for revenues.
Ain't a whole lot you can do with it.
Nope. It's pretty much there.
My first question, if we're just going to go through this in question, my first question is overtime pay. You've done a great job not utilizing that as a department in the past, but it looks to me like you're expecting more. I just wanted you to talk us through that.
I just want to try and be prepared for the unknowns, Rick, is where I'm at with that. And feel there should be a little adjustment there, I'm willing to go along with that.
Yeah, and what I look at, Cal, is I agree with you. We've got to be prepared for the unknowns. But the big unknowns that could happen impacting your budget, I think, rests with this board to take care of rather than us just building it into a budget. And so I get big into history and saying, if for the last 4 years, you know, we've spent less than a couple hundred dollars or less, then it's reasonable to me that that's where we're going to be for this year. And then if something terrible happens, I think you should feel really, really secure in knowing that you come to us and you say, listen, this is what I've got going on, and this is why I've got to use it this year, and then we go find the dollars to get it done, rather than saying, well, boy, something might happen, let's plug it in.
I understand. So, where we're at with the overtime is, you know, we're fortunate here to have the comp time issue that it works out, and staff has been good at signing up for comp time. You know, if it comes a point where staff signs up for overtime, then we run into issues of having to pay overtime, right, and that sort of thing. But so historically, we've been real good at having cooperation.
Yeah, and I would say since historically we have, until we get some empirical evidence saying it's not going to be good, I would be more comfortable. Let's just keep that at 600. And if something happens, then we need to all recognize, and this is being recorded, we need to all recognize that we need to get together and make a change. But I would just soon, there's nothing that tells me we need to change that from 600 to 1200, so I'd just soon keep it at 600.
Yep.
My next one is vehicle fuels and maintenance. So, and Callie, I know that you... Is this your first year with us as the director, or were you the director already last year?
You know, it was Al's budget last year.
Okay.
He prepared the budget.
So this is our first time going through this, just trying to get you comfortable with how I view things. So what I'm looking at as I go through this is I'm saying, okay, to this point, what I have in front of me, we spent 28% of the budget for this year. And then I look at our history, and it's $7,158, $5,064, and $7,600. And so then I look at all that, and I say, okay, we've got $8,000 budgeted this year, but we've only used 28% of that. Let's round that up. But it still looks to me like we haven't used 50% of it. I know you use more during the winter when we've got you doing a lot of stuff, but I don't see rationale for jumping from 8,000 to 10,000.
I guess I'm off on this. Mine says 5,000 here, so I'm not following.
Are we in the admin?
I'm in the admin.
I'm on the human service budget.
Well, we're going to have the same conversation again when we get to the human services budget. I'm just trying to. I want you to see how I look at these things so that we can talk apples to apples.
I have 10,000 in there.
Yeah.
Yes, and looking at my four-year actual usage of about 7,000. Again, I'm thinking back. We've had some very mild years and some drought years. Our fuel usage has been on the negative side, where now we're coming into a year where we've been moving a lot of snow. So I'm trying to compensate for that and hopefully hit somewhere where I think we're going to be using somewhere close to that.
Yeah, And I like that. I just happen to think that that's closer to 8,000, 8,500 than it is to 10,000.
Okay.
Lisa, where are we? So when you put these books together, we've seen some more claims since then. What has this number done?
Still the same.
It's still the same.
Yeah. Well, I think there's a claim going through today, but it was like for $400 or $500 for this budget.
Terry, are you seeing anything spiking as you put this stuff together?
I've got the numbers, what we just put in.
Yep.
We've been averaging, I would say, about 350 a month. And this month, the claim that we just put in is 450. So it's up maybe 100
bucks.
So we expect to win a month, so it would be another 100 each month.
Right, but even if our average is 500 a month, you're still 6,000. I think that we're clearly going to go 7,000 to 7,500. I think 8,000 plugged in as our budget number is a reasonable number. And again, Cal, I'll probably say this, you know, till you're sick of hearing about it. If we make these decisions and we put it at 8,000 and something happens, gas prices go to $4 a gallon or whatever, something happens, then we just got to come back and we've got to look at those issues. We don't expect it to be your responsibility for us to make our plans and then something change. We do expect that we make our plans, and then if everything stays status quo, that you're going to live by them.
I'll go along with you, Rick.
Okay.
8,000.
I skip office supplies, and then I go straight to uniforms and equipment. Looks to me like you aren't anywhere close. We budgeted 6,000 last year, but it looks to me like you're not anywhere close. And when I look at your history, you haven't approached 6,000. And so I'm just wondering if we can steal another 500 there and go back to 5,500 there.
Yep.
And Paul, I didn't mean to skip office supplies if you wanted to talk about that at all.
I think.
Okay. Education and training, I'm all for education and training, but I want to budget the number that we truly think we're going to use. And to me, it doesn't look like the reality is we're going to use 4,000. In the past, we haven't used 2,000. This year, if you've got more things planned, we're going to get to 2,000 or above. But it looks to me like this is more of a 2,000 kind of number rather than a 4,000 kind of number. Terry, is there something that I'm missing in terms of what the plans are?
We don't have as much right now since we have the seasoned employees. John may be looking at some more training in his position. Would 2,500 be acceptable?
I want you to put in there what you need, and I'm all for the education and training. I just don't want to have more in there than you really think you're going to use. And so if 2,500 is what you think you're going to use, then I'm good with that.
Or
right below that is utilities. What's our expectation on utilities?
Can I answer for a minute? Can I say something?
Sure.
In utilities, I am reestimating, in my mind, the current year to $52,000. If I even... It's $50,924 if we double where we're at at the end of December, and that gives it a couple more thousand for this building. I don't.
But that's been it's been a line item that has been really consistent.
Consistently at $50,000 to $55,000, even through a bad winter, it looks to me like.
Are we seeing rates change? Are we seeing anything that makes us?
I haven't heard anything that rates have changed. It's just based right now on our temperatures.
Right.
You're doing what you're supposed to be doing. You're giving us that really, boy, you know, if things don't go well, this is what it's going to be. And then hopefully we're doing what we're supposed to do, which is say, no, we want our budget to look like what we really think we're going to spend. I look at it and I say it's a $55,000 bill.
That's what I was just going to say. I would put $55,000 in there because even if you spend $52,000 this year and have a 10% rating or 8% rate increase, you still $55,000 is about where it would be.
I haven't heard anything about it. A proposed rate increase. Those are usually.
Hopefully, we'll get out of this deep freeze and get back to some normal.
Deep freeze? What are you talking about? It's nice out.
Building repairs and maintenance. That includes the tower estimate of 50 whatever thousand.
5,000 I put in there. That's kind of a, you know, a number we've grabbed out of the air. From.
Do we have enough time to get the tower done yet this year? Is it simply a funding? I mean, is it simply that if the dollars were available, we can get it done by July 1st, or is it something that's going to take us past July 1st?
I would hope once I can get this study done, I think the work could be done yet this year. I'd have to speak with the tower company and find out what kind of schedule they'd have.
All right, so I want to put a star beside that $55,000. I want us to plan on not having that $55,000 in this year's in FY15 budget and plan on getting that tower finalized yet in this year's budget. We'll find the dollars to do whatever this board determines needs to be done with that tower, but move it up on our list to get done yet in FY14, not plug it into the FY15 budget.
Okay.
Paul, is that acceptable to you?
Yep.
That was all I had on this part of the budget. Lisa, was there anything else we needed to talk about?
The only other question I had, do you have specific items in the equipment and machinery that you're thinking you're going to need to replace? Or are those just, is that there for in case?
That's just for normal breakdowns and unexpected replacements.
Okay. This is helpful if there's specific items you know of that I have them in the budget.
I usually have those listed if I have such.
We took 67.6 out of the proposed, and I got 636.605.
Good. Down from last year's budget.
If we go to Human Services Center next, I would assume we'll kind of do a repeat of what we did on the last one as far as the overtime pay again.
Okay. Where we do use the overtime pay, what we do pay out of that normally is, you know, when an employee gets in a situation where he's used some time and we have to pay him out no matter what. It usually comes out as straight time, so we do need some kind of.
Yeah, I'm thinking $1,000. Just leave it at $1,000, which is what it was this year. That gives you your placeholder.
Okay.
Equipment, parts, and supplies was the next one I had starred.
Let me know which one you have interest in that I've added on there.
Well, yeah, let's just go through it. Just talk me through them if you don't mind.
We have the general repairs and maintenance, $15,800. That's for whatever repairs come along through the year. Our fire alarm testing repairs, geothermal filters, ice melt. These are all pretty much, you know, every year costs.
Yep.
Elevator maintenance. Loop treatment and tools, personal safety equipment, keyless entry maintenance, lawn care, $800, and then we've got conference room, multi-purpose room, counter area. What I've got there is that new area we're working on there. I wanted to put some kind of a counter in the entranceway for refreshments or people to set things. Something to finish that off there.
Sure.
We don't have anything, so I put a number in there. That's what that's about. Deb Childreth requested some blinds for privacy. Since she moved down there, there's no blinds. They've had some problems this year with clients and people standing up there looking down into the office, and that's what...
Is there any reason on timing that we can't handle those two items out of in this year, if we can identify some dollars to put toward it?
Yes, if possible, depending on where we're at here, getting closer to the end of the year, I'd like to. I told Deb we'd look at that.
Yeah, so my suggestion is going to be, let's pull those two items out. Let's plan on getting them done this year. Now, all of this, Cal, is going to mean you're going to have to, here in the next month or so, bring the three of us a proposal on a Tuesday morning and say, here's the things that I don't have budgeted for this year that I want to still get done this year. And then it becomes up to us to identify the dollars necessary to get that done. Okay? So I'd like to pull those out. I'd like to reduce this one down to $35,000, because that's where I think this one really is in terms of the ongoing kind of maintenance issues based on where we've been in the past and what we've spent so far this year. Can we do that at 35?
Try.
Cal, my expectation of you here is to work with us wherever you can, but also tell us what we're doing if we start to cut it too close. I mean, again, on this one, what I look at is I say, okay, it's 25.9 in FY13, 22.8 in FY12, 26.7 in FY11. We've got 38 budgeted this year, but we've only used 12,000 of that 38 to this point. So it just looks to me like 35,000 is a number we should be able to work with, unless I'm missing something.
Well, we do have some pretty big numbers still coming up with the finishing off that carpeting in that area yet that we're working on. So, but yeah, hopefully we can work it in and make that work.
So 35 there, with the expectation that you're going to pull those other blinds and the finishing off that multi-purpose room up into this year's budget. Vehicle fuels and maintenance, it looks to me like it should stay at 4,000. It was 4,000 last year. It should be 4,000 this year. Paul, I'm pretty good.
Yeah. I didn't have any other... Any other questions on that?
The other one I'd like us to look at as we're looking through these things, I don't want to take this out of the FY15 budget at this point, but I'd like us to look at buying the furniture. How far are we from having that area done? When are your guys going to have time to finish that thing off?
Well, I'm hoping late winter here before spring, where we're pretty much down to just doing the carpet in the area. And... we'll be ready to go, you know, and as far as we can always make use of folding tables and chairs, we want to use it right away before we get...
Yeah, and see, I think if we get it done, I'd just as soon... I think what you need to know is this year's budget is looking really, really sound. I think we've got some capacity to do the things we need to do yet as part of this year's budget. So something like this, since we're finishing off the room... I look at that $15,000 for the furniture for that room. That's a conference room and the multi-purpose room. And I say, well, as soon as you finish off the room, we need to go ahead and get that, and that would be yet in this year's budget.
There is some things in that room, too, that I have in there. The thing that's came up since we've been talking about the different uses for that is if it's going to be some kind of a multimedia use, there's going to be an issue with lighting in there, so we're going to have to spend some money on window blinds and that sort of thing. The other thing that's always been an issue in that area is by those windows, since it's a full wall of glass, a draft issue. I'd like to address that with putting a privacy film on the lower two tiers and insulating those along there to try and eliminate the draft, plus to give those people more privacy from the parking lot. You can always look up there and you see everything. So those are some issues that I'd like to work into this.
And where I'd like to, Cal, I think those are great ideas. Where I'd like to go with that is I'd like us to get the room finished, get it furnished, kind of in a Spartan way, something, you know, really multi-use, and then let's Terry, you're going to be the one scheduling that. Is that right? We're going to schedule all that through you. So you guys are going to be able to track how it's being used and what kind of requests we're getting. And for the first year or so, we're going to have to just tell people, you know what? If you need audio visual, you're going to have to take care of that. The lighting is tough in there. Sometimes it's drafty. And let's track how those two rooms are really being used. And then we come back next year at this time and have the conversation. Well, boy, you know, this room was used in these ways, but it could be used in other ways if we put some dollars into it. So that's one for me I'd like to just hold off on.
Yep.
Building repairs and maintenance, the parking lot maintenance is in there for $5,000. It's also in the current year. Is that not going to happen this year?
I had extensive major repair done this year. While he was doing that, as he explained it, and if you look at the parking lot, we have these what I call spider web cracks throughout the parking lot, these little fine ones. He said you should really consider a preventative repair on that, where they come in with their gun and they shoot. That's what that $5,000 is for.
So this is additional repair to what we've done.
To try and stay away from the major repair that we had this year. So.
Well, then I'm going to change course a little bit, and I'm going to suggest that we go ahead and pull the $15,000 on the furniture for that room out of next year, out of FY15, and just plan on that being part of. I think our charge to you is let's go ahead and get that room finished yet in this fiscal year. Let this furniture be part of it and part of that cost for it. So I understand those are $15,000 that we're going to have to go find. Okay. It's not in your existing budget. Or not totally within your existing budget, we're going to end up with a little capacity as I look at where you're headed for the rest of the year.
Carpet replacement on DCAT and ECI is, you know, their carpet is not in the as bad a condition as the other areas, but it's something I was thinking we could try and finish off too, but it's not something that has to be done next year.
Would that be that hallway out in front of there as well?
The hallway is what I want to get done yet with this, what we're doing this year.
Along with the two new rooms that you're building. So it'll all tie together.
Yes, and so.
I think as long as you're doing it, you might as well do those two offices as well. I don't know what you think. As long as it's really
almost
three.
All new carpet in that building, won't it?
It will. That'll be about all that's left. That and the original conference room at the other end. I just wanted to make some lines in case we couldn't do everything or we needed to spread it out. So.
Yeah, I would suggest that we go ahead and get that whole area recarpeted as you do the carpet back in the new areas. So that, as I think about that area, we don't have carpeting kind of back in the little file room area, right? Or we do. So it's the hallway and then the two offices and that
conference
one little
room.
Conference room that DHS kind of uses a lot. Yeah, I'd say let's get all that done yet this year. Now, was that built into next year's budget or not?
I put it into next year's. That's that $7,000 carpet replacement, DCAT, ECI.
Okay.
IT server room. This is something I think I've talked to each of you about in the past, and you know, when IT put that server room at CLP in the basement, there was no other place to put it in Ames. That's where it had to go. You know, I've had strong feelings about this for a long time, that it was a bad place for it. When we went through the remodeling, we were able to make an area for future use there, and we have the room. And I'd like to pursue making that the new IT room eventually, and it is.
And I think that's kind of what Barb's line of thinking is: get everything out of.
I think it makes sense.
CLP and get it in the human services building.
Yeah, and I think that's something. While I'd love to get that done yet this year, I think we need to budget for that next year. I don't know if it's going to be reasonable to get that done yet in this year. And then if we get, I mean, I don't know what kind of time frame scope of work that is, but if we get to the middle of May and you say, I can still get this done in FY14 and we can find dollars, then we go ahead and get it done. And if not, then we have it plugged into the budget for next year.
Yeah. Yes.
Is my feeling on that one.
Arc Flash, that's a continuation. We've got the HSC building and CLP administration building are the last two buildings that we haven't done yet. So I'd like to get those completed.
I agree. Okay.
Out of the FY15 budget.
Okay.
Total is $392,800.
Now, Lisa, I want to talk to you. The re-estimated budget that you have for facilities this year, until we do a budget amendment, it really doesn't hit us anywhere. So if we start to plug some of these projects back in, we're still going to have access to the full dollar amount that we budgeted, right? Okay.
So we're ready for the Justice Center, correct?
Yep. I started overtime, and I say same deal, six, keep it at 600.
Okay.
Keeps a placeholder. My next one is custodial supplies. It just looks to me like we've been 32,450 for the last couple of years. It looks to me like we're not ever really approaching 32,450. And so I'm wondering if we can try that at a flat $30,000. It doesn't look like we've gotten to $30,000 in any of our past years. It doesn't look like we're going to get there this year unless there's a lot of stuff coming in that's not reflected here.
Nothing major out there.
No.
So if I look at over the last, you know, the 3 years prior to the year we're in now, and it was 21.5 when we were really tightening down, but then it was 25 the 2 years before that, and I say, okay, with inflation and everything, let's make it 30. Do you think we've given you enough to work with there? I want it to be tight. I just don't want it to be undoably tight.
In years past, we provided the custodial supplies for the jail, and as we transition through that, we're trying to feel where the sweet spot is on this. So,
all right, so let's plug that one in at 30. Talk to me about equipment, parts, and supplies. I really appreciate you reducing where we were this year. I just want to understand what's there that we need to be watching out for.
No repairs. We got the 33,000 in sprinklers, 55 geothermal, 2,000. I spoke to you last year about we thought we were going to have some considerable expense on the Venmar units upstairs,
yep.
And I think I reported at one of my quarterly meetings we were able to do a substantial amount of that repair in house, which. We didn't spend near as much as I thought we would. I plugged in the 10,000. We didn't replace all the equipment that I thought we had to, but there's still going to be things that are going to come about on these units that'll have to be replaced. Some of them are quite costly. So that was just where I was at on plugging that in.
Yeah, and that's how we, as I recall, those Venmar units is what helped us get to $103,000 in last year's budget. And so, like I say, I'm appreciative of what you're doing with that number. I'm just wondering, this is a number to me that we're going to have to continue to look at year by year. I'm just wondering if we can make it just a flat 85 for next year, not take that much away from what you're requesting just a little bit, and then see where we are as we get to the end of it, knowing that we've probably got a little extra built in there.
Okay. Yeah.
Are you going to spend 103 this year, or you think no, because of the were able to do that with less cost? Okay. So do you think you're going to spend 85 this year? Is that a good estimate? Terry is going to tell you right now, isn't it?
Yeah, I've still got a water heater to replace.
Okay.
It's on that list yet, so.
That's the only thing I can see that.
We can reduce that somewhat there.
And I'm not going to amend it down. I'm just going to reestimate it for my purposes.
Okay.
To know where we're really going to be on cash. I think 85 will get you by this year easy, don't you?
And we'll just carry that over for next year, the 85. Vehicle fuels and maintenance. I mean, again, I look at the history. Looks to me like we should be able to take that thing down to 4,500, maybe even the 4,000. Paul, I don't know what you think there.
Well, yeah, if you go back and look at the history, and it's like anything else. If we've put it too low, then you just come back and tell us.
Okay.
Put it at $4,000, I think.
Well, you know, the gas prices kind of made everybody nervous for a while, and those seem to have, you know, leveled off, so.
The 15-cent jump in one day?
Yeah.
They could again. And the
exactly.
The other thing that's come about is, you know, we've got some of these newer vehicles we're running the E85 into, so we're probably seeing some savings there, too.
I see Good and Quick has, he's got a blender pump. And I don't know if you guys have used any. I mean, I just filled mine up last night with the E20. I mean, he's got, I think, four different blends of ethanol that you can use if, you know, if any of these. Mine is, and you can run, you know, anywhere from whatever you want, clear up to I think I was running E85 in it for a while. I mean, obviously, yeah, pretty much. But
well, that's what I'm running in the new truck is E85 right now, and it's you know, you're not getting quite the mileage, but I'm not seeing any problem with the power as far as being able to plow. And
when I talked to Charlie up there, he said his supplier said that most guys find that the E30 is just about right. You don't notice a lot of difference in your mileage and the cost savings is enough, so.
Now, I know he didn't say that in all those terms without using at least one bit of profanity.
One of the good boys swearing? Come on. Never happened.
Seems to rub off.
Sometimes he doesn't skip a word.
Utilities? I mean, it looks to me like if we stayed at 150, which is where we were this year, just carry across the 150, we still should be fine, if that's acceptable to you guys. Building repairs and maintenance. The thing I want to talk about, I want to talk about it on a couple levels here, but the thing I really want to ask you is how much of this study could we yet get done this year? Now, we've got this listed as under general. The reality is that the 82,000 is what I'm referring to.
Mm-hmm.
The 82,000 is actually coming from fines recovery. It's going to be a split between fines recovery in the full county fund and the fines recovery in the county attorney's private fund. We haven't worked out the percentages of how that's going to work, but those dollars are sitting there yet this year, depending on the timing it's going to take to go through this study. I don't think we're going to be ready to do anything to that building in FY15. It's an FY16 conversation that I think we're having, but I'd just soon get as much of that work done yet this year since we've got dollars available in both of those accounts. I just don't know what's realistic.
The feasibility of getting it done.
Yes.
I can't answer that at this time without speaking to the architect.
Yeah.
So I can do that, and I think he would be willing to move on it as soon as
possible. Well, the first conversation has to be between the board and Stephen. What I want to maybe get some idea of is what kind of flexibility the architect has to start working on it. And maybe it's the kind of thing where we're splitting this 82 and we're doing 41 of it this year and 41 of it next year.
He's never given me any indication that it was going to be a scheduling problem through the preliminary talks I had with him earlier
Well, would you mind having another conversation with him? When do we meet with Stephen? I don't know our schedule off the top of my head.
Monday at 2:30.
Yeah, so if some point this week, if you're available to talk to him, just so we can have something to talk to Stephen about in terms of what's available this year, and then Lisa, we'll just work on, we'll know that that's 82,000, but maybe we can pull, like I say, 41 of it up into this year and just leave 41 plugged in there for next year.
Okay. I can do that.
The parking lot paving again.
Parking lot pavement. There was a miscommunication on this project. He did $5,000 worth, which was only about a little over a quarter to a third of what needed to be repaired. So we still have the rest of the south parking lot to repair and some more in the back yet. So this has been something we've been doing kind of on a parted out project.
Are you going to spend the $18,000 this year and then there'll be $20,000 additional next year?
I wasn't planning on spending any more this year.
Okay.
I was going to just wait and try and see if I could get the majority of it done next year.
Okay. Is that common to have that much problem with a 10-year-old parking lot? I mean, I've not done a lot of concrete work in my life, but what I have done has lasted longer than 10 years.
Yeah, well, that's... it's the asphalt is where we're having all the problem with, and I think it goes back to the original construction. I don't think the parking lot was graded and compacted correctly. You know, we spent a lot of money years ago putting those drain systems in that at the south end there. So it's something that seems to be ongoing. This parking lot here has probably got, I'm guessing it's probably got its second layer on since I've been here of a full top coat. So it's the best I can do on a parking lot answer for you.
All right.
So what I'm hearing in there is that, Lisa, we're starring the 82. And
I'm
going to
leave it in there
half.
For now, and we'll talk about it and decide how that's going to go. Everything else, I didn't have any other questions as long as I know.
Pouring and booking is a finishing of. We had to do an emergency repair around where the officers sit in booking area. The floor had just completely deteriorated. We did a repair on that area, and this is just a continuation to finish out the rest of the floor. And then also I've got Dina has requested new carpet in her dispatch area that she would like to see replaced.
That was good. Hey, you guys did a really nice job putting this together. Big one for me, Cal, is go through the list where we've started pulling things up into this year. Take a look at anything else that you think needs to get done and bring it to us so that we can prioritize and see what funding is available.
Okay.
The other part you got to look at is timing-wise, what you and your guys are going to be able to get done.
We're not going to be more snow the rest of the year, so they won't be busy doing that. I said.
The other thing I guess I did want to talk about is I still have an open afternoon supervisor position. I'd like to evaluate that for a year to when he started in this position. We have seen some shortcomings, especially through the winter here with that position being gone. So I hope that position can stay in.
We're not planning on taking the position away. We're just planning on not funding it as part of the FY15 budget. Is that right or wrong?
Yeah. I think that was my understanding.
Not funding it, not putting it in the budget?
Yeah, but not taking the position. The plan is that position still remains, for you, but to fill it prior to July 1st of 16, it's going to take some action from us, is what I'm seeing. But that gives you the year to do everything, and then we have the conversation as part of this budget talk next year of whether we're going to fund that position or not. And if you get in a situation where you're desperate, hopefully Alyssa will be back, and we can just take a look at it. There's nothing that prevents us from adding funding to a position mid-year if we can identify the funding, right?
Okay.
So, but my, I thought what I understood was you're going to evaluate for a year, and then we were really going to look at that point, you're going to talk about any more restructuring you wanted to do or anything else, or putting that position back in. So hopefully I didn't miss on that one.
That position is actually in the facilities in Department 51 is where that position rests, correct? That's my understanding. No. Well, I'll double check on that.
When Norm was here.
Okay.
And then we may have moved it around when we did all the moving.
I think it was in this one, but well, yeah, I just wanted to make sure I didn't put the dollars in for it.
Okay.
What did we end up with?
On that one, we ended up with 871,550 at this point, with 15,850 being removed.
Leaving the 80, whatever it
was.
That's
leaving the 80-some thousand in there, yeah,
right.
For this at this point.
And again, so that one's listed as a general basic, but the reality is those dollars, I mean, it's going to flow through general basic, but that's dollars coming in as well. Cal, anything else we need to do for you?
No, I think I'm good.
You're doing a great job. Appreciate you and your staff.
Horace, you had a question?
Yeah, it was for the Facilities Justice Center. It was the study and planning for the security. And Cal said something about talk to the architect. And I don't remember if this went out for RFP or if we're talking about the original architect.
It's whatever architect he's used in the past or is comfortable with using. It's,
so you're not putting it out for RFP?
We hadn't planned on it.
He was asked by the board to look into putting together a study on what that would look like, and it involves additional courthouse security. It involves reconfiguring some of the space over there, and it's really at its initial stages. But I think the directive to you was just get it done, and then you make the decision of who you work with.
No dollars spent. It was just conversations on trying to find someone that possibly would be workable to do a project for us.
Oh, so the 82,000 wasn't tied to talking about architects?
No.
No.
Okay, thank
no.
you. I thought 82,000
no.
was
no.
to the architect.
Nope.
Thank you.
Okay, anything else? I think we're good.
Lucy, you got to quiet down over there.
Living and learning.
Thanks for helping Matt get that Explore started.
Oh, sure.
Did it get started?
Oh, that's right. Chuck was the one that helped him start it. Yeah. They got it started. It had just set too long. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, if you're not running.